Big Blue Sky, a memoir, written and read by Peter Garrett.
The tabloid press and Sydney radio were all over the story, and by evening thousands had gathered in the street and on the steps that led down to the stage door entrance. The authorities didn't take the judge's decision too well and armed up. Paddy wagons materialised from nowhere, and the riot squad took up position in the forecourt while others lurked in side streets. To cap things off, a phalanx of mounted police were watching from the park opposite. As promoters were wont to do, Jay took the opportunity to maximise his swan song and packed the room to overflowing and beyond. It felt hotter than anything we'd previously experienced, if that was possible, and the mood was wild and dangerous. Music solid as granite would be needed to assuage the multitude of raging spirits, as well as some cautionary remarks about confronting those outside. After we finished the set, I duly destroyed the wooden stage. Cheaply built, prone to the wobbles and the subject of numerous complaints because of its condition, with a steel microphone stand. It was time for some spectacle, I figured, and Pat Jay wasn't likely to take the makeshift infrastructure with him. We then staggered off what was left of the stage, drenched in sweat and completely drained, stumbling over bodies slumped in the narrow passages that led to a grotty dressing room. The air was on fire. It felt like all the available oxygen had been vacuumed out of the room, and I wasn't faring well. A decision was taken to get out quick via the fire escape, but had been locked and chained by Jay to stop anyone getting in, and now we couldn't get out. There was no hope of getting through the crowd, densely packed and wound up tight. Slumped on the floor, feeling faint and numb, I pressed my lips to a small crack at the bottom of the door and sucked desperately. I can still taste that cool nectar. Outside was a concrete stairwell littered with building rubble, empty beer cans, cigarette butts and condoms, and reeking of vomit. But nothing since has ever tasted as good as that sweet air.